This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, please again allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude. We ask you and to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction, in that exchange of information. And once again, you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness into what you might refer to as a meditative state as a result of the energy that you have created and discussed on this afternoon. And so we would encourage you to become involved in and participate in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. You see, in that altered state of consciousness that you refer to as meditation, a state of consciousness in which you enter into an area of your consciousness that you might refer to as similar to your so-called dream state, while you maintain an awareness of what it is that you are experiencing, so that you can influence the occurrences, what it is that you're experiencing in that altered state of consciousness. And not only can you influence it from your so-called conscious state, from your awareness, but when you return to your conscious state, you can many times bring back and retain a memory of the experiences and of the activities that you were involved in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state. You see, it's in that altered state of consciousness, not necessarily a meditative state, but what we refer to as a dream state. And, well, it's difficult to comprehend in what you refer to as the between incarnational state, that level of consciousness that you believe that you enter into when you die, is a level of consciousness similar to your dream state that you are active in. It becomes very difficult to give an explanation because you believe in this concept of time and space. And when you hold a belief in a concept of time and space, it's very difficult to grasp this concept that you are existing in all of these levels of consciousness, including what you might refer to as the between incarnational state and the state of consciousness that you experience when you die. All in the now. All, for lack of a better terminology, simultaneously. There's a dream state, and you have this so-called between incarnational state, and you're involved in other incarnations in the now. But for purposes of an explanation, you in your altered state of consciousness that you refer to as a dream state is where many of the activities that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state are agreed upon, put in play. Interactions with other entities are agreed upon. You see, while in your awakened consciousness state, you don't grasp necessarily the concept that you are in absolute control of all of the activities that you're involved in, and that you have at some level of your consciousness, and we say have, again, based upon your belief in time and space, you are agreeing to participate to put in play these experiences so that the attributes can experience the emotions and feelings that are evolving from these interactions and these day-to-day activities that you create and experience. And it's in that level of consciousness that you refer to as your dream state once again, where you hold the beliefs and the belief systems, where you interact and where you put in place, if you wish, the agreements for these activities to occur, for these experiences to manifest and to become your so-called reality. The irony of it is that in this awakened consciousness state is the greatest illusion. In the altered states of consciousness, you are much more near what you would consider to be the real world, the real existence, the real consciousness of who and what you truly are. And so in a meditative state, in this altered state of consciousness, where you maintain your awareness of what it is that you're participating in, where you influence the activities that you're involved in, you have this opportunity to influence these so-called experiences and to influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state while maintaining and retaining a memory of that activity and of the expression and a memory of the reality that you were involved in experiencing. It's like you have a window between your conscious state and this subconscious state from which you create your reality. It's once again very difficult to give any type of an explanation because of your belief in time and space and because of your inherent human consciousness belief systems that you're not in control as a result of this veil that you choose to put in place, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are through all levels of your consciousness, but most strongly influencing the awareness in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Very difficult for you to step outside of that reality and to grasp the absolute understanding of who and what you truly are and of the reality creation process that you utilize to exist in this vibrational level. And as we've suggested before, should you, in your awakened consciousness state, have that total understanding, should you remove the veil completely, and you would just choose to not exist in this vibrational level, you would step outside, if you wish, of this reality consciousness belief system that you have agreed to participate in. And so it's very difficult to give you an accurate explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary of how it is that you influence this reality. But in this meditative state, in this altered state of consciousness, will you maintain this awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, while you maintain the awareness of your consciousness and of your actions and of your participation, while you alter your consciousness to a step where you can indeed more freely, if you wish, manipulate the reality that you're experiencing. You can, should you choose to believe that such a utilization of meditation is possible, you can have the opportunity to influence your reality in a manner that's very difficult for you to achieve in your total awakened consciousness state. Many individuals are quite adept even at entering into their so-called dream state and to manipulate and to be involved in the creation process in your dream state, in what you might refer to as lucid dreaming. And while it's possible for you to do that manipulation in that so-called lucid dreaming, and you can be very successful at that manipulation for many who utilize that practice and become very adept at that practice, nonetheless, when you return to your so-called awakened consciousness state, it's still very difficult for you to grasp an understanding of how it is that you utilize the creation process to influence the reality that you're experiencing in that awakened consciousness state. And so it is when you utilize meditation and you get into the very, what you might refer to as deep depths of meditation, where you alter your consciousness to that point where you are in that dream state or very near to that dream state, and you have that capacity to influence that reality and to retain once again a conscious memory of that creation process, it is still very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to fully grasp what it is that you have utilized in this reality creation process because of the veil that you put in place, because you choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how it is that you create this illusionary reality. In that altered state of consciousness, however, you can begin to grasp and to utilize your imagination to experience your consciousness, first of all, throughout your entire physical being. For many, that's easy to accept, that your consciousness exists throughout your entire physical being. In that altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state, you can and do achieve many, what you might refer to as benefits in terms of your awakened conscious experience. By utilizing the alteration of your consciousness into that meditative state and maintaining the awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, quite frequently, stress is one of the undesirable aspects of your awakened consciousness state that is, if not removed, greatly reduced in that altered state of consciousness. And when you awaken to your so-called awakened consciousness state, you experience the benefits of that reduction of your so-called levels of stress. There are also other physical benefits that you experience as a result of going within inside, altering your consciousness, and beginning to understand and to experience your consciousness throughout your entire physical being. Utilizing your memory in that altered state of consciousness, and utilizing your imagination to experience any difficulties that you may be experiencing throughout your physical body, gives you the opportunity to utilize your imagination to have an influence upon those, what you might refer to as health issues. And the results can be quite dramatic and very beneficial in terms of what it is that you desire in your awakened consciousness state. It's important to understand that when we utilize the term of beneficial, that is your awake consciousness perception of what it is that you're experiencing. From the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, this is not a condition of whether it's beneficial or non-beneficial. It's important to grasp that concept, that from the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, good, bad, beneficial, unbeneficial, right or wrong, does not exist. It's a awake human consciousness concept. And so when you can alter your consciousness, entering into what we refer to as a meditative state, by maintaining the awareness, you can have an influence on what you and your awakened consciousness state would consider to be beneficial, what it is that you desire, by utilizing your imagination. And having the expectation, you can enhance it through the utilization of meditation. And those benefits are much easier to achieve in that altered state of consciousness. Because once again, many of the beliefs and belief systems and of the so-called agreements and contracts, if you wish, that you put in place are done in your altered states of consciousness, based upon your beliefs and belief systems. And in a meditative state, you have that opportunity to be involved in that creation process, in that meditative level of consciousness, in that altered state of consciousness, while maintaining, once again, the awareness of what it is that you're participating in, of what it is that you wish, what it is that you're experiencing. You can utilize your imagination to allow your consciousness to experience the awareness of different parts, if you wish, of your physical body, where the consciousness exists continuously. It's not like you're sending your consciousness there, but rather that you become aware of the consciousness that exists there, and be aware that it is not something that's separate from you, but it is you, and you can influence that consciousness through the utilization of your imagination and maintaining awareness in that altered state of consciousness that you refer to as meditation. It can be very beneficial in achieving, once again, an understanding of this physical being that you exist in your awakened consciousness state, and that that consciousness does not just exist in your so-called mental capacity, but exists throughout your entire physical being. And is influenced throughout your entire physical being by your beliefs, by your thought process, by your choices and decisions. Altering that state of consciousness once again into that meditative state can have a very beneficial effect upon what it is that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state, with the understanding once again. And we emphasize it because it is important that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire without exception. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You signed up to be involved in a process of creation where you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And yet so many become entangled in this desire to understand in your awakened consciousness that something that you have agreed to make it very difficult for you to grasp. Difficult, but you can go within thought, and you can once again, by utilizing the alteration of your consciousness while maintaining your awareness, have an effect upon what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in a manner that is very difficult for you to do and to retain the memory of while you're involved in your so-called dream state, in that level of consciousness in which you primarily influence and create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you become, and you, because of your belief in time and space, give more value to an experience if it's something that you feel that you have somehow progressed through, that you have somehow evolved through, that you have somehow maintained a higher status of ability through the utilization of practice, through the utilization of repeating the process. And so, when you enter into this meditative state, many times it's difficult for you to achieve what it is that we're attempting to express to you because of that limitation factor that you put in place called time and space, and the belief once again that through repetition you become more proficient at what it is that you're attempting to achieve. As soon as you repeat the process, you validate this belief in time and space, and you validate that it's possible for you to become more proficient at this utilization of focusing on different areas of the consciousness throughout your physical being, it then becomes possible for you, through this utilization and alteration of your consciousness, to focus that consciousness in other areas of this earth system that you exist in. To understand, not that it's necessary for your consciousness to travel to some distant part of your so-called universe or your world system, but rather to understand that it's an illusion and you are already there. Therein lies the difficulty in grasping that concept that you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. And you can, in that altered state of consciousness, experience those other areas, if you wish, of your universe, where your consciousness already exists, similar to the consciousness that you can easily grasp the understanding of existing in your so-called physical being. And when it becomes possible for you to have that experience of experiencing your consciousness in other areas of your so-called universe, you can even become proficient at experiencing your consciousness in what you refer to as other lifetimes or incarnational periods, and begin to experience your consciousness in other levels of consciousness that you refer to as your so-called between incarnational states, and to interact with entities that you in this awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period believe had somehow passed on or somehow are gone. All of that exists as an opportunity for you to experience through the utilization of what you refer to as meditation, altering your consciousness by maintaining awareness and reaping the benefits of that technical procedure. It's your choice, absolutely. It's something which we would encourage, but certainly not suggest that it's a necessity. You see, once again, what's important is what you believe. Not trying or attempting to achieve something or a technique or utilize some method that you have no belief in or that you in your subconsciousness believe will never work. And once again, as we have suggested, when you are attempting to create this expectation, in your utilization and your beginning your meditative process and maintaining awareness, it's not necessary for you to believe that you must experience an interaction with someone who is in an entirely different vibrational level, but rather choose a very simple aspect of what it is that you desire to experience. And it may be such a simple thing as being able to experience a much easier attempt at falling asleep. It may be as easy as experiencing a reduction of your stress level. Things that are well within your grasp to achieve, once again, through the alterization of your consciousness while maintaining the awareness. Utilizing your imagination and having that imagination be something that you believe and experience is occurring in the now. That opportunity exists for each of you and is really not difficult to achieve. You have to close your eyes, express the intent, concentrate on one particular item, and it's not important what that is, despite what you may have read or heard. There can be those who would make it very difficult and suggest that you must have this secret word or this secret item that you have to focus on, and there were others who would suggest that you must focus on some type of object. If that's what you wish, then you can have it, but it's not necessary. What will assist you is to focus on one particular item, perhaps your breath. Focus on your breathing. It seems very difficult for you to alter your consciousness, to put out away all of this so-called clutter that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, where your mind is continuously trying to focus on at least one item at a time, but the items continuously jump around. And while you are trying to focus on this altering consciousness, if you don't focus on one particular item and stay focused on it and continuously come back to it, you find yourself distracted by other things, other items. And when you focus on one particular item, as your breath, for example, or a word, whatever that might be, you might simply suggest to yourself relaxation over and over. You may suggest to yourself that you're breathing in relaxation. Or you may feel that when you exhale, you are allowing stress to simply be expelled from your physical being. Whatever it is, you remain consciously focused on that one particular item. And when other distractions that your mind attempts to bring in to take you away from that ability to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness, you simply put it away. And again, utilizing imagination can be very beneficial. You may wish to see it evaporate, or you may wish to lock it away, or you may wish to see it float away. It doesn't matter what it is. You utilize your imagination. Whatever works for you, you simply put it away. The distractions come and you put it away. And you allow yourself to enter into that altered state of consciousness while you maintain your awareness. And you may have in your thought process a predetermined particular desire that you wish to have some type of direction or influence on in that altered state of consciousness. When you enter into that altered state of consciousness, then you can, once you experience these different understandings, once this so-called conscious fact disappears, but you've maintained your awareness, you can begin utilizing your imagination to influence the stock of consciousness that you are, to create the reality that you desire. You can experience your consciousness throughout various beings and parts of your physical being so that you can utilize and understand and manipulate, if you wish, your physical being. Influence your health issues if that's what your desire is. Many times, when you enter into that meditative state and that altered state of consciousness, and you get past your so-called awakened consciousness distractions, this, what you like to refer to as your ego, does not disappear. It does not necessarily go away. You see, this veil that you put in place exists throughout all the levels of consciousness that you experience in your so-called altered states of consciousness, as long as you exist within this vibrational level. And so in that altered state of consciousness, when you're in a meditative state, and you're aware of what you're occurring, you continuously create these distractions. And it's not a distraction necessarily that you are experiencing from your conscious state, but rather one that's coming from inside. You're influenced by your so-called ego or your consciousness, and you're quite aware of it, but it can be a distraction as much as when you begin the meditative and altered state of consciousness, a distraction can come from outside. This distraction, as you enter into your so-called meditative state, comes from within inside. And it can be very inviting. It can be a distraction into what may seem to be a very, very desirable place to exist, where you're comfortable and warm and you feel sad, and you are experiencing all of these beautiful sights and sounds, and it can become very real. Understand that that's your creation. And it's not wrong if you wish to stay there, but if you continue to utilize your awareness you can put that aside and you can go deeper and you can focus on what it is that you desire to achieve and utilize your imagination to experience. And you can begin to truly experience what it's like to send your consciousness first throughout your physical being and eventually, if you so desire, throughout your so-called universe and into other so-called realities, and to experience interactions and what you're involved in those particular realities, and to, when you return to this so-called awakened consciousness state, retain the memory of those interactions. It can be very beneficial. And once again, because of your belief in time and space, it is something that you will, through the utilization of repetition, feel that you are becoming more proficient at, and consequently feel that you have a greater capacity to achieve that which you desire. Once again, the choice is yours, absolutely. This is not a right or wrong concept, not something that you should or should not do, something that is there for an opportunity for you to experience should you choose to do so. But as always, the choice is yours, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Can I ask a question? Could you talk more about our ego, and does it control our thinking, our behaviors, and our emotions, whether it's good or bad?
When you entered into this vibrational level, not you, but every entity existing within your vibrational level, you put in place what we refer to as a bed. It's a type of energy that we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And you choose to exist in this vibrational level, in the awakened consciousness state, where you, in your awakened consciousness state, believe that this is the most important part of your entire existence. And that's what some would like to refer to as your ego, that sense of consciousness that is so-called influencing and controlling this reality. It really isn't. If you choose to believe that you're not in control, if you choose to believe that there is this ego that is a portion of your personality or of your consciousness that is indeed very difficult for you to set aside, then the stock of consciousness that you are validates that reality. You will have all types of creations and all types of interactions and experience that validate that you have this tremendous a sense of your consciousness that you refer to as your ego that is getting in the way of your experiencing your so-called inner self, your higher self. The ego is simply a term that has been utilized to try to give a definition to that limitation that you have to understand who and what you truly are. It's not something that controls you, but something that you are in control of and that you, in your altered state of consciousness, choose to put in place the limitation of the understanding so that this can seem real, so that it can seem that beyond your capacity to control. Because when it's beyond your capacity to control, then it creates a reality that has a greater influence upon the emotions and feelings that you experience. It's really that simple. So the term of an ego, which we have utilized, is simply an expression of the limitation of understanding who and what you truly are. A very difficult concept to grasp. If you put in place this limitation, this base, that limit your capacity once again to understand who and what you truly are, not only limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, but limits the capacity of other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have any type of influence or to interfere in your creation process. There's not an entity existing outside of your vibrational level that determines what it is that you're going to experience and create for you. Absolutely not. You create your reality. The ego is simply a term that is used to utilize this limitation factor that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that you choose to put in place to limit this ability to go into your so-called subconsciousness and grasp the understanding of the creation process that you're involved in. Very difficult to set that aside. And so if you use the term ego to refer to that limitation, then it's very difficult to set it aside. And you continuously create the illusionary realities, even in the altered state of consciousness, that are so inviting that they seemingly are distractions for you to go deeper into your consciousness. You create it. It's important to understand you create it. It's not your ego. It's you. It's your subconsciousness. It's what you've agreed to participate in. You can't blame it on the ego when that is your creation. You can't blame it on your neighbor because they don't influence your reality other than you agree to participate and allow that influence. The ego is simply a terminology that is used to express the limitations that you put upon yourself to understand who and what you truly are while you are in your awakened consciousness state. It's a terminology that refers to the limitations that you impose by maintaining and sustaining and agreeing to participate in the maintenance of the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's really quite simple. You choose to exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are available only when you, in your awakened consciousness state, don't believe you are in control. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It's so simple that it's almost unbelievable. It's so simple that when one has experienced all types of difficulties and it seems like it's beyond your capacity to control and it's like you can't manage it, how could that possibly be such a simple explanation that I just came here to experience this intense range of emotions and feelings? Well, we would suggest that you take any activity that you're involved in, any, and continuously go back and try to find out what is the reason that you're involved. Why do you do certain things? What is the ultimate goal for you to achieve? And you will continuously come back because you desire to achieve a feeling. When you're involved in a relationship, it's because through that relationship and the expression of love to each other, you are attempting to experience feelings. Feelings of joy, of security, feelings of trust and intimacy. It continuously comes back to feelings. When you are involved in your activities, in your day-to-day employment, it's because you are attempting to achieve certain goals that you've put in place that allow you to experience the feelings that are associated with experiencing those goals. The feelings of joy, the feelings of security, the feelings of belonging, the feelings of trust, the feelings of being wanted the experience of being appreciated continuously. You come back to being involved in any activity for the purposes of experiencing certain feelings. It's why you wish to be in relationships. It's why you wish to achieve certain levels of abundance. It's why you exist in this vibrational level. And this so-called ego, it's simply the limitation that you put in place to understand in your awakened consciousness state who and what you truly are. And the more you believe that you're not in control, the more that you believe that others are entirely responsible for the reality that you're experiencing, the stronger that veil becomes, that ego, if you wish, influences your reality. It's a very difficult explanation to explain what many would refer to as your ego. It is simply that you put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And in your awakened consciousness state, you continuously put in place all types of realities, all types of distractions, and all types of limitations to allow you to experience a connection to your so-called higher self. It's because you choose that limitation. It's not something that's imposed upon you. It's important to understand that it's your choice. It's not someone says, oh, you can't have that. It's you choose to not have that connection. You've made that choice and continue to make that choice. And when you stop making the choice, you will, for all intents and purposes, no longer be involved in this vibrational level, which is based upon, once again, creating a reality where you believe you are not in control so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible to achieve when you are creating a reality that appears to be the creation or the influence of someone else and beyond your capacity to control. Does that answer your question?
Yes. You said about going with inside to in control of my ego. Now, if it's a negative part of the ego, I have the control. Like, you know, go with inside and think I get it.
It's important as well to understand that negative or positive is only an awakened conscious concept. That does not exist at the level from which you create the reality. Negative, positive, the concept that there is this dark and this light, or this good and bad, good versus evil, is an awake consciousness concept that does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The spot of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience from a position of absolute unconditional love, does so without any type of judgment, does so unconditionally, and rejoices in the creation process. And the capacity and the possibility for you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, good or bad, positive or negative, desirable or undesirable is your awakened conscious concept of what you're experiencing. We go back to our example of some person, entity that exists in your awakened consciousness state and may be experiencing what you would in your awakened consciousness state appear to be a very negative reality, confined perhaps to a wheelchair where they are entirely dependent on others for their existence, and yet being very acceptable of and rejoicing in the reality that they experience as being a positive reality, and yet another entity that from one's perspective may have all of the amenities, all of the abundance, of all of the relationships, and yet be experiencing for them what may be a very negative reality in which they never can get enough of this abundance, and there are never strong enough relationships. And consequently, for them, in their awakened consciousness, that it's a very undesirable reality. Desirable, less than desirable, is an awakened consciousness state based upon what one believes, based upon one's desires and one's understanding of who and what they truly are, and the acceptance that you are the one responsible for the reality that you experience. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Well now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you. It's important, once again, that you understand that we are an entity that exists outside of your vibrational level. There is no access to knowledge that is not available to each of you. You have but to go with inside. We simply express to you that which you desire to hear. That's the irony. We're telling you what you already know. You have but to go with inside. The answers that you seek are with inside each of you. The information that we utilize and express to you is information that you desire to hear. Going with inside, being involved in that meditative interaction, will give to you once again the opportunity to experience and to have an interaction and exchange of information for material, if you wish, that is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express to you. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that altered state of consciousness. We would encourage you to become involved in retaining your awareness while going within inside and seeking the answers that you desire. And we would remind you that we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with the ask of you. You have but to act. Express the intent, and we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the edge of you. And so until the next time that we are invited to participate in your interactions, we would bid the edge of you farewell with love and with peace.